from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting.
I shouldn't be going through this at my school. Like, this is my daily life. I should not have to feel like that. And I feel scared to even go back.
But it has happened again. Dakota Schrader, a 10th grader at Santa Fe High School near Houston, Texas. Another unidentified student was in her art class at the beginning of the school day today.
There was someone that walked in with a shotgun and started shooting.
Parents in shock every bit as much as their children.
She called. She said, "Mom, there's shots." I immediately turned around. I said, I'm coming. I stayed on the phone with her the whole time. Kept telling her to stay calm, stay quiet.
And tell me about what happened
until the police finally let her out.
10 people are dead and another 10 wounded after a 17-year-old opened fire Friday at the high school in Santa Fe, Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says police found explosive devices, including a Molotov cocktail, at the suspected shooter's home. Law enforcement officials have the shooting suspect in custody and say he's 17-year-old Dimitrios Pagortsis, a school junior. Abbott said the suspect originally intended to commit suicide following the shooting, but told law enforcement after he was arrested that he didn't have the courage to go through with killing himself. The governor said two guns were used in the attack, a shotgun and a .38 revolver. He said both guns were owned by the suspect's father. Russian President Vladimir Putin is urging Europe to help rebuild Syria to encourage the return of refugees to their homes. Speaking after Friday's talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Putin said the European humanitarian assistance to Syria and help in rebuilding the country after the devastating civil war is crucial in creating conditions for the refugees concerned. This is VOA News.
It appears officials do not even consider that these men and women have a right, as well as every reason, to protest.
United Nations Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein, as he spoke at a special session of the UN Human Rights Council that could establish a commission of inquiry into the violence along the Gaza border that escalated this week, leaving more than 60 people dead and 2,700 injured.
Although some of the demonstrators threw Molotov cocktails, used slingshots to throw stones, flew burning kites into Israel and attempted to use wire cutters against the two fences between Gaza and Israel. These actions alone do not appear to constitute the imminent threat to life or deadly injury which could justify the use of lethal force.
The UN human rights chief has slammed Israel for the systemic deprivation of Palestinian human rights. The World Health Organization warns the Ebola outbreak in the northwestern Democratic Republic of Congo poses a very high public risk, but does not constitute a public health emergency of international concern, even if a few cases have been detected in the large urban area of Bandaka. 25 deaths have been reported from the outbreak. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports that 14 of the 45 suspected cases of the disease have been confirmed as Ebola. The bar for declaring this fatal disease an international health emergency has not been met for now. But the chairman of the WHO Emergency Committee, Robert Steffen, says this could change as the virus is no longer contained in the remote area of Bikoro, where it was first discovered on May 8th.
The risk is of international spread is particularly great because the city of Mbandaka is in proximity of the Congo River.
WHO warns the Ebola virus could spread to 9 countries neighboring DRC. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Steffen says this immediate response bodes well for bringing the situation under control. Kensington Palace says Prince Charles will walk Meghan Markle down the aisle at the royal wedding. Historian Robert Lacey says Meghan Markle may feel honored that the next in line to the British throne will walk her down the aisle.
For Prince Charles, the future king, to walk a bride down the aisle, what more could Meghan dream of? And so one symbolism may be disappointed, but the other one is more than satisfied.
This is Joe Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.